See, these news reporters came down and found it. And they removed it from Pope Cemetery and took it out there to the house, and they chiseled out that part there
about
the Methodists with their camp brawling. Because they was hauling up and out the infidel from Tennessee, we can't elect him. So they chiseled that out. And it's been the last 30 years that they have restored it.
In the marker, you can see
it's two lines.
It's about half an inch someplace. It's chiseled out, and this is down in it.
I sure will go by and take a picture.
So if you go down to Pope Cemetery,
it's on Union Street.
Union Street.
In other words, you know where the Ford Motor Company is, just as you cross the railroad going uptown.
That's
on Market, on 64 Market Street there. Uh-huh. You cross the railroad, and the Ford Motor Company's on the right, and then you come to a red light. You stop. Turn to your right and go right down Union Street, and you'll see it on your right. You can't help but miss.
I'll do that tomorrow. I sure hope we have some sun so I can get.
Well, now that's it's a shame that he came here and built that beautiful home they call Mecklenburg. See, he come from Mecklenburg, North Carolina, and he built that beautiful home, and he hired artists from all parts of the country to paint the different pictures on the plastered wall, and it was beautiful. It was just a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And they sit right there and let that half burnt down, rot down, nothing. Mm-hmm.
There's a street I noticed, Mecklenburg Drive.
Mm-hmm. That's where his house was. And the Catholic Church is located.
The Catholic Church is out there, and his house sit right behind.
The Catholic Church is today.
And that was the grandfather of James K. Pope. Oh, wow. And Samuel Pope, which was James K. Daddy, lived in this county for several years. In fact, he owned enormous lots of land in this county. Mm-hmm. Of course, they lived in Columbia. Their home was in Columbia, but they stayed here in Hardeman County an awful lot.
Well, that'd be great to get a picture of that. That's really...
Now that is real history.
I think in most of the stores, if you don't get a chance to get a picture, they've got picture postcards of it.
I believe at the townhouse, if I'm not mistaken, they have got a postcard there of Ezekiel Pope decapitated.
Mm-hmm. I've got some relatives who are radical Protestants and they send them
postcards. Whoa! They'll say, Lord, them Tennesseans are infidels. That's all they are.
Can I ask you some questions here that I've jotted down on a short list? In talking about the weather, when the wind has been quiet and then it starts to blow harder, you say the wind is.
When we say it's calm, and it's cloudy, we look for a tornado. Mm-hmm. This is tornado weather.
You say the wind is raising or what?
The wind is blowing, is what we say.
But I mean, if it's calm.
Rising, the wind is rising.
Uh-huh. I see.
And if the wind is blowing hard all day out of the south, we'll say when the wind ceases, it will rain. And sure enough, it will.
Mm-hmm. And how about a long period where you have no rain?
Dry spell.
Drought.
If the minute hand is on, say, 45 or on 9, that's a quarter.
Quarter hour. Well, actually, we say we don't use that day. We'll say a quarter after 9. Quarter after 10,
and how about
10:30, or 10:45. In other words, very occasionally we'll say 15 minutes to 10, but most of the time it's 9:45.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we'll say.
Did you remember